Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. That wasn't the song I was expecting to hear. But I like that. I like that a lot. Who was that? Hang on a second. I've got too many windows. That was Brett Smiley. Va, 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 voom. Honestly, I found this. I'm going to give you some amazing podcasts to listen to. I think I've only got two. Let me give them to you in a minute. If you want to call in, 0344 499 1000. Jim Bob just told me that he got an email from the Carter store saying they'd sold loads of copies of that book. So thank you, team. That's great. Honestly, it's such... Excuse me, Windy Pops. It's such a funny book. It's delightful. It's charming. It's the least arrogant pop star book I've ever read. It's full of self-doubt, self-deprecation, shyness and embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten that was the word he used to describe, you know, going from playing several thousand seaters to doing a tour with the next band, thinking, well, yeah, okay, we'll probably get about half, three quarters of the Carter crowd and playing to 14 people. And he was embarrassed. And I get that. I've been sat on shows and I've been embarrassed. You know, I've done live stuff and hardly anyone's turned up, and I've been embarrassed. It's not a shame or it's embarrassing. He's so nice, isn't he?
He's so nice, and he's kind of charming, slightly awkward. I mean, it's so nice though.
I like that guy a lot. Anyway, I've just if you want to order the book, Jim Bob from Carter. If you go to Carter USM store, you can get it there. You can get it from Amazon, all the usual places. But if you get it there, I think the artist gets a few more quid in their pocket, and you get it signed.
You get a bookmark.
Come
on, we all need to keep our places.
Yeah, bookmark. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to how do I pronounce this? Is it Kiana?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I've just... Look at that, Kiana. I've just broken my headphones.
It'll slide back on.
Yes, it'll slide back. Yes, yes, it will, but the pin has come out that keeps it in.
Oh, dear. Right, well, there's another pair there. Hang on.
Well, no, hang on. No. Hang on, Kiana. Bear with us, Kiana. No, there should be... Hang on, I'm going to stand up.
Your call is important.
No. I don't want the headphone. All I want is this black bit. If I can pull off this black bit.
Don't break two pairs. Just...
Hang on, Kiana.
I'm here.
I know, we're coming, honestly. Hang on.
Don't get angry with me for being practical.
You're not being practical, you're being... No. Hang on, Kiana! We're coming!
Gosh.
He's just breaking another pair of headphones.
Have you got headphones like this
needlessly
out there? Can you try and get that black bit off, please?
I mean...
And when you get it off, bring it in! Sorry, Kiana. Well, no, because this won't work now.
Can you just hold it on like you're doing Band-Aid or something?
Oh, have you got sellotape?
Yes, I have.
Get some sellotape. All right, we're back. Good evening, Kiana. What can we do for you this evening?
Oh, Oh, my goodness. Hi, Ian. Are you okay?
I'm lousy, but apart from that, I'm great.
Yeah, you are pretty lousy, aren't you? Honestly, you've actually made me feel quite calm now. It's really, really
nice. Calm. Meditation is the key. Focus.
Well, I was very
focus.
I was actually quite nervous, like, knowing that I was going to talk to you, but I've wanted to talk to you for a while anyway.
And didn't you call last week wanting to speak to us and then you didn't come on air or something?
Yeah, because I fell asleep.
You tell me about it. I fall asleep during this show sometimes. That's how it happens. It's a lousy show. Go on. But you've called in now. All is good.
Are you?
What can we do for
you? I'm just going to turn you up. Now, I've started being a bit, okay, it's all that technology, isn't it? And that I'm having a moment just like you now. I feel a lot calmer. I'm glad that just happened, you know.
I'm fixing my headphones with gaffer tape while I'm talking to you.
They say things happen for a reason, don't they? Which we all know that they do.
The reason is that this is a crappy station that won't spend any money on equipment.
Well, I'm glad that happened because it just. I'm going to be selfish now. My heart rate is back to its normal pace.
That's great. That's what we need.
Yeah, so I'm really glad that I'm speaking to you anyway. I hope I don't ramble on. I just don't feel as nervous now, yeah. But I just wanted to speak to you about some stuff.
Go on, what can we do for you?
Yeah, but first of all, I have to say, okay, that I think you're an incredible guy. You really are an amazing person. And what you did in December for that guy, Chris, you know, I'm not being awful to you because I liked you on I'm a Celebrity and everything like that.
Yeah.
But once I seen what you did and heard about that, I very much warmed to you more and engaged with you mentally, even though I didn't know you, if that made sense.
I'm reminded that there was a PS over the weekend about that story.
Yes.
I was with my boys at the weekend, Kiana. The phone rang and it was a number I didn't recognise. And normally I don't answer it, but I answered it and I went, hello. And a woman said, hello, who is this, please? And I said, no, who is this, please, to her? And she went, is that Ian? And I'm thinking, oh, sugar, man, what have I done now? And I said, who is this? And anyway, long and short of it is, this was the partner of that gentleman.
Wow.
And once I'd made the connection, and I sat there with my boy, and I went, okay, I've realised who this is. How is Chris doing? And she went, well, why don't you ask how I'm doing? And I turned, I looked at my 9-year-old son and we were building something and I went, nah, not today. I said, okay, thanks very much for the call. I'm going to have to let you go now. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And it was a weird vibe. Anyway, sorry, Kiana, to interrupt.
Yeah.
It was a weird vibe.
No, that's fine. Yeah, wow, yeah. Oh,
anyway,
gosh,
go on.
Yeah, obviously, like, I didn't know where to start and I didn't want to, like, you know, because sometimes like, when you talk to people, sometimes things can go on for hours, can't they? And obviously it's not going to because there's no way. So I'm trying to cut things down as much as I can.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to be as honest as I can because I'm a mental health campaigner anyway. And, and suicide awareness and stuff like that. I'm massively passionate about a lot of things.
Yes.
The thing is, I don't want to get emotional, but sometimes you do, and then it's not okay. So you shouldn't mask your pain anyway, or you're upset, or your emotions at the end of the day. You don't know where they're going to take you at one moment, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I sort of sat here for a while, like you said, I was going to call you last week and that as well, but I'd sort of thought, you know, you've got it at the end of the day, you know. I don't want people to be upset when I speak of something, but at the same time, you know.
Okay. Well, don't worry about how other people are going to react or what they're going to feel.
Yeah.
That's their thing. But go on. So what is it you want to say?
Yeah, well, basically in that, you know, it's been a very, very hard year for me. When I found out what you did with, you know, for Chris and different things, and not just that, you know, they always say you don't know what's going on underneath a person. And obviously, I did my mental health campaign in 2017 in May. And that went really, really well. And it was the first time, you know, without going into too much, you know, I had a bit of a traumatic childhood and all of that. But you get over it as much as you can. Raising care and all of that. I like to think I'm an independent thinker. I'm quite positive, you know. Being let down by the local authority a lot. But, you know, that's a different story at the end of the day. But I've always sort of fight for what I believe in. I'm that kind of person that always does. But about a year ago, just over that, unfortunately, well, last February I got rushed into hospital with mental and physical exhaustion. I was very ill, Ian. But before that, I'd broken my foot. I was very, very unwell. I was getting rushed to hospital, loads of physical illnesses. My doctors, let me just say, first of all, before I carry this conversation on, if you want to interrupt, carry on, honestly, just because they want you to think I'm taking either.
No, I'm listening.
Cut long story short, they were incredible with my doctors. I'm not going to fault them. I've written a couple of blogs on them. I love my doctors. All of my doctors in Northern Surgery are incredible. They have been so supportive. I must say that. And Wiltshire Police, actually. I'm not going to, you know, and I've not always felt comfortable with the police. They have been very supportive.
Okay.
And the emergency services, NHS, have been incredible with me. I'm proof of that, living proof of what they've done for me over the
last year. I'm just going to just tug ever so slightly on the fishing line and just bring you back to, because I get the vibe I get from you, Kiana, is you can talk for England.
You're like me in that we can
both go off on tangents aplenty. So I'm just going to just put you ever so slightly back to the focus of what it is you want to... I still don't quite know what's happened and where we are now.
Right, then. Sorry. Okay, then. So cut long story short, I got rushed into hospital, mental and physical exhaustion last February.
Yeah.
And then I basically was put on treatment. I've got a daughter. My daughter's just turned 11. But I was put on treatment, and the treatment that I went on made me react to it very badly. I was put on a psychotic drug. It turned out I shouldn't have gone on it, and I should have been in hospital for a couple of weeks. Cut long story short, people make mistakes. That's what had happened.
Yes.
Months later, unfortunately, you know, I was in hospital for 3 months instead of 2 weeks. Very, very unwell last year. And then I ended up getting a blood clot. I was very ill. It spiralled back. Yeah, loads of other stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to take myself to A&E out of the hospital that I was in because they thought I was just being crazy and stuff because of my medication or whatever, which I knew there was something wrong with my leg. Went there. Cut long story short, I had the clot. Ended up getting put on medication. My daughter was with friends. The local authority by then had chipped in, you know, and stuff like that. So that was quite hard because I raised my daughter for 10 years on my own, you know.
Yes.
Tried my best to be the best mum that I could possibly be. And it was a shock, to be honest, Ian. When I woke up from this, they said it was like being in a coma for about 6 weeks. I didn't know what was going on. Lost most of my time that I was in hospital through. I just don't know what was going on because of the medication that I was on. Come out of hospital in the June last year, and it was the most hardest journey for me. You know, I'm not being awful because people really need to be aware that when people are going through a hard time, and I'm not trying to act like a victim, some people don't know what went on. People judge people, but, you know, people need to back off, really.
Yes.
And, and I just got really, really bad. So I had to have nurses helping me cross the road when I'd come back home, really looking after me. And then I got rushed into hospital again because my mental physical, well, because I hemorrhaged and stuff after that, going back into the court about my daughter. And unfortunately, Ian, I lost her.
Your daughter got put into care, did she?
She went to go and stay with my friend in February last year. One of my friends took care of her, two of them, for 2 weeks. A married couple with their little girl. They looked after her. And she still stayed in the same school, so I was really pleased about that.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks after, the local authority were calling around, rallying around my friends to see who else could take her. And then a really good family took her in, and she's been there ever since for a year. The local authority. Sorry, carry on.
No, do you get to see her or speak to her?
No, this is the hardest thing, to be honest. If I'm trying not to get emotional, but I don't want to get upset. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to deal with emotion now and what's happened. It's like I've grieved a lot, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
so, when was the last time you spoke to her?
I last spoke to her 7 months ago.
Oh, mate, that was
on the phone, by the way. But the last time I seen her was 2 months ago. But in the June, I had to go back. I was only allowed to see her for 2 hours a week, supervised.
Yeah.
My doctor was upset. My doctor was crying, Ian. A police officer, he was really upset. I spiralled out of control. And then obviously I had to keep on going back into the courts. But they were like saying, you're going to, you know, if you carry on the way you are, you'll be able to get your daughter back and blah, blah, blah. I did everything that they wanted me to do. And they were trying to say that I was deluded by then. I had to see loads and loads of psychologists. Everyone was coming out with the same. And they said it was stress-induced, like some kind of organic thing to your brain because I was physically unwell. I had anemia, blood clot, I hemorrhaged. And they thought I had cancer in my blood, everything. Without going into it, there's so many infections and viruses on morphine. I was on steroids. I was in intensive care. They were going to give me a blood transfusion. and they were still chipping at me, the local authority, and it was just horrendous back in two. And then sadly, in November, I don't feel ashamed of it. You know, I'm not saying be proud of yourself if you're going to try and commit suicide. It's the worst pain, you know. But in the November, it was my daughter's birthday in the November. I'd missed the summers, always that kind of year for me and my daughter. You know, it's summer holidays,
yes.
Work yourself up, have summer together. Then it's going back to school in the year in the September. Then it's Halloween in the October. November, it's her birthday. Then it's Christmas. I missed all of that. I missed her last year.
And it got too much.
Yeah, and yeah, it did. And to be honest, I've gone through a lot in my life, not like thinking, yeah, I'm the warrior. And I've had a lot of pain in my life, being in care and my sister passing away and lots of people that I knew that have committed suicide through care and stuff like that. But I've always pushed and pushed and been a positive person, tried to make a change and been that real proof for my sister. She's watching over me and the angel, you know, that I'm going to promise that I will fight for what I believe in and to try and get justice. But unfortunately, it just got the better of me. A load of people bullying me really badly. I only go to about 3 shops in my town. I'm going to move now because I've decided it's best for my daughter because she can't just bump into me and it's not fair. And then, yeah, in the November, just before I went to court, I did try and take my own life.
I'm really sorry to hear that it...
I feel like I've turned a corner there, just before you speak.
Oh, OK. Well, I was about to say, I'm sorry that it got to a place where that seemed like an option. And trust me, I know what it feels like to have... to be confronted and think, well, do you know what? If I was dead, that would kind of solve everything. I've been there recently.
It was the pain I couldn't deal with, Ian.
Yeah.
It was the pain that hurt so bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you got that painful. It's horrendous. I identify. You know, different story, but I identify. But you say you turned a corner. So where are you now then, Kiana?
Well, I'm at home, obviously. I'm based in Cairn.
I don't mean physically where are you, you muppet.
Where are
you in your journey of life?
Well, say then, where are you now? I'm in my living room.
Okay, I bet it's a lovely living room. But where are you now in terms of emotionally and how you're feeling and stuff?
Emotionally, I feel a lot better.
Okay.
I think I've learnt because I realised my daughter wanted to stay. You know, it was very hard and the local authority said it and my barrister was like sort of blown away with it, but we found out that she wanted to stay where she was. So obviously, well, she'd been there for a year. She's built really good relationships with people that she's with. And the only thing, to be honest, that's keeping me really going and strong is knowing that my daughter's happy. That's all that matters to me.
Yep.
You know, it's like, you know, every child like deserves to be heard and to be loved and wanted and to be safe. And knowing that she's with a good family, you know, it's my friends and I've known them. Obviously, things have gone a bit up in the air at the minute because there's a lot of pain and anger. But for
can I ask a question? So I'm still slightly confused. Yeah. Can I ask a question? I'm going to use rather blunt street language that I hope you won't be offended by.
Here
we go. This is it. I hope that you won't be offended. I know you won't because I think we're similar. Do the family and your daughter not want her to see you because, here comes the blunt bit, they think you're too nuts?
Do you know what? That's funny that you said that because I've been assessed by a psychologist. The consultant psychiatrist said it and the psychologist as well that have come to see me and have been observed in my house and I had to go through hours and hours of cross-examination.
Yeah.
They said it was due to being stress-induced and it was due to being unwell. But they're making it out like that now,
right.
Local authority are. They've said I'm deluded and all of this. But the fact is, they knew what I've been through all my life, they were aware of me because I raised my daughter for 10 years on my own.
Okay.
And in fact, I spoke to them a while ago and said I was on my knees and I spoke to my doctor every time I went to go and see my doctors, told them what was going on. But as the doctor said in Northlands, he had so many physical illnesses. It mentally washed me out. And I know it sounds bad because I don't want people to feel sorry for me. Do you know all I wanted? I just wanted my brain to just be turned off. I wished at one point I was a robot or I was plugged in. Just unplug me, just leave me. My brain was constantly, and it was just too much.
What is it? Have you had like a proper diagnosis, like bipolar or something like that? Nothing.
No, it was.
Are you speaking to like a mental health team or a doctor on a regular basis?
I speak to my doctors,
Okay, good.
And obviously, but I've been assessed by psychologists.
Yeah, psychologist. Okay.
I'm going to have treatment for trauma work.
Yeah, good.
But they said it was a stress breakdown due to stress induced, which was due to physical illness, which tipped me over the edge because I've always got.
Listen, I'm not telling you what to do or anything. I'm just kicking some thoughts around in my head.
Would moving away
and then having to start again with a new doctor, would that help you? Or would that be a step backwards?
I like that you said that, actually, because that's something that I've discussed with my friends, because trust is everything for me. And, you know, like my doctors have been, I know I keep on going on, they are amazing.
Yeah.
All the time, and they've
then why would you want to? Why would you want to? I can understand why you want to move away for your daughter's sake, but why would you want to start again with a new doctor who maybe isn't quite so fantastic?
Because I worry, because I feel like I need to put my daughter's well-being first. And if I bump into her in town, this is what they've done. Say if I bump into her anywhere in the community, I'm allowed to say hello and give her a hug and just walk away. That's it.
Okay.
And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it must be. It must be.
How dare they to do this?
Yeah.
It's just outrageous.
But totally. But if that's the rule, then you have to adhere to the rule, obviously. And I can't even begin to imagine what that's like. And any good parent will put their kid before them. That's what being a parent is about, is sacrificing. But you do also have to be aware and take care of your own mental health. And I just, if you go to, I've been to a new doctor's before. I'm seeing my new doctor on Wednesday, and I've been to a new doctor before. And you think, she's not as good as the last guy I had, and she's not even looking at me when I'm talking to her. You know, if you've got a really good doctor, it can be tricky to get that same relationship with a new GP. And also, here's the thing, you've got to take a step back and look at the picture and not just the frame, right? You've got to look at the whole movie and not just the one frame. This is where you are at with your daughter now, who is 10 years old, right?
She just turned 11, though. Yeah,
just turned 11. Okay,
she
fine.
With me. Yeah.
Well, when she turns 14, she might change her mind about seeing you. When she turns 12, she might change her mind. Sorry?
I just miss her so much.
I know you do. But here's the thing.
So bad.
When she turns 12 or when she turns 16 or when she turns 18, she might completely change her mind and want to seek you out. So
She's been seeing me and wanted to see me, though, but I've chose not to see her since the court case and what happened, because I want my lawyer to write to them with different things, because they put so much pressure on us and I felt like my daughter needed that space.
Are you legally allowed to see your daughter?
Yeah, twice a week for 2 hours. But every time I see her, it hurts so bad when I leave.
Right.
It throws me back. And
Okay. Remember we were talking about putting our kids before us?
Yeah.
And I can't even begin to imagine the pain that must be when you have to say goodbye. But. Mm. Is there not something? Yeah, of course it is. Is there not something? Again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just kicking ideas around. If you're allowed to see her twice a week for 2 hours each time. Then do it.
Yeah, but I'm worried that she doesn't want to see me, though.
Has she said she doesn't want to see you?
No,
then
but I'm just worried that she feels like she has to see me because I'm her mum, and I want her to be able to.
And have that conversation with her and say, look, say what you said to me, say it to her, saying, look, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to. I want you to be happy. You are everything to me. This breaks my heart, but don't even say that bit. But say what you said to me. Say, look, if you're seeing me because you feel you have to and you feel guilty, then you don't have to.
Yeah, but they don't let me say certain things like that. And because it's supervised, and every time I go to say something, they always say, what's appropriate and what's not. And
okay, well, I get that. They've got things.
They won't even let me write
to
her.
Okay. Legally, are you not allowed to write to her?
Well, the lawyers, obviously the local authority, because they got the shared thing, didn't they? Like they had 50% and I had 40 whatever, basically just had about just a little bit more than me.
Okay.
And then she went on, but my barrister said things can change once they see that I'm well and stuff like that. But it was only because she said she wanted to stay where she was.
All right. There's a difference though between wanting to live in one place and not wanting to see your mum. Those are two different things. Maybe she wants to live in this place because, and I'm just guessing, because it feels safe and it feels secure and it's stability. But she still wants to see her mum.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'd sort of thought, because it must have put the wind up her when I wasn't well. But the thing is, so many people have, like, said different things to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, the local authority have not... Yeah. I don't feel like they've encouraged our relationship. And,
well, then you need to encourage. Silly, you need to encourage
it for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
You
need to encourage. You need to. If okay, maybe the council are saying bad things about you. I suspect they're not, but I don't know the situation, so maybe they are. But if they were discouraging her, then you need to show willing and say, look, or, you know, not literally say it, but by being there, you are saying without using the words, look, people are giving me a shit time and they may be not, you know, trying to keep us apart, but I'm your mum and I'm here and it's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday and I'm here for 2 hours and let's chat, let's draw, let's colour, let's read, let's do whatever it is we're allowed to do because I love you and then I'll go and then I'll come and see you on Thursday at 3 o'clock and we'll do the same thing and, you know, and if you can't make it 1 week because you want to go and hang out with your mates, you know what, that's up to you, that's your choice, but I'm here and I will be here at all these sessions that we're allowed to, and let's see if we can't build you know, rebuild our relationship.
Well, thank you, Ian.
Because you don't sound nuts to me.
You just know what to say.
No, I'm just guessing.
I was seeing her, though. I don't want you to think I've just given up. I went, like, two for Nell and everything, but it was only when the court case was in the December, and it was so harrowing and such a mess. And I, you know, to be honest, if it wasn't for Wiltshire Police, I wouldn't be here, because then I got lost. You know, at one point I got lost, and there was a police search for me at one point, and then, and the police...
Well, you've had an adventure. You've had a tough time, and you've not been well, and maybe you're still not well.
I'm well now. I'm fine. It's heartbreak.
Well, then go and be there for your daughter 4 hours a week.
Yeah, it's when you're heartbroken.
Yeah.
You know, people always try and pinpoint a situation. You're heartbroken or upset or angry. I wouldn't even be ashamed if I said I had a mental health problem now or whatever. I wouldn't be ashamed. But the fact is, it's the physical pain that, you know, some people can't live with pain when they even split up with their husband or their boyfriend or whatever, lose their job. It's the pain I can't deal with.
No,
people can do anything they like to me. Say whatever you want to, but when it's physical pain like that...
Go and bask in the sunshine glory of your daughter's beautiful smile for 4 hours a week. That's the best medicine, man.
I can't believe it.
That's the best medicine.
Oh, you just get the heartstrings too, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
You're just so lovely.
Kiana, listen, I got to go. Give us a call later in the week if you want, okay? I'm glad we finally got to speak.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to be honest, really, because I didn't want to upset all of my friends and my followers and different things like that and just, like, shock them with all that stuff. But you're right, it's never the answer. And you just got to try and get through things best way you can. And sometimes you've got to hit rock bottom to get better, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, listen, it's really nice to talk to you. I bet you're an amazing mum. And go and rebuild that relationship, okay? And we'll speak soon.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What a nice lady. God, she's had some adventures, hasn't she? What a nice lady. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough. It's tough being a grown-up. It's tough. Dredge, stay there. Giselle, stay there. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
That's just... Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered night talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Ah, man. Sat the boys this weekend. It was a tough weekend because I was feeling lousy. I've been feeling very, very low. I'm putting on a smile today, but flipping it, man, it's been tough. And Sunday did not go well. Because the two projects I initiated,
yes,
that doesn't feel right.
But yet it's so right.
Both ended badly.
Why?
The first one was my sister gave me a crystal radio kit from the Science Museum for 8 and up. She said, "Oh, you might want to do that with the boys." So I was like, "All right, we'll do it. We're doing it." Sunday we did it. And we got it out, and it started off quite well. And let me show you a picture of the. Youngest, whilst this phone, I really have no idea.
Because they like building stuff, don't they?
They like building stuff, don't they? They really do. But whilst I was, I haven't got the. Where's the? Oh, so I'm building stuff with the eldest, and I turn around, and that's the youngest.
Oh, okay, that's not helpful, is it?
He's found a Darth Vader mask, right? It's full Darth Vader, and then he's waving a lightsaber. So we're building this crystal radio. And the first, like, 4 steps are easy. Step 5, it suddenly gets insanely hard. Uh-huh. Insanely hard. And I could see the eldest was enjoying it. And then at step 5, I could see him sort of glaze over a bit. And I'm having to take over and do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is not the idea.
We're there for about 45 minutes. And the youngest had gone off to play Roblox. And I said, dude. And he knew that I wasn't very well this weekend. So he was really trying to... be good is what he was trying to do. He's trying to be good because he knew that I was struggling a little bit. And but I don't want them to feel they have to do stuff because I'm not feeling well for me, because that's not, I don't want them to parent me, because that's not what it's about. And I'm very clear on that. And I was saying, look, dude, listen, this is tricky, this is fiddly. If you want to go and play with your brother, you can go. He said, no, I'm gonna stick with you. I said, dude, honestly. And then after about another 10 minutes, I went, look, here's the thing, not only is this tricky, this is really, really boring. And he went, yeah.
Aww.
I said, mate, go and play with your brother. I'll do this. And when it's done, I'll call you back in and we'll listen to the crystal radio. And he said, I don't. I said, go on. So he went on. He said, are you sure? So I made it. So I made a crystal radio kit, right? And I reminded, actually, I made a crystal radio kit when I was 7 on my own. And you know the thing that these two crystal radio kits had in common?
They don't work.
Couldn't get into one. Couldn't get either. I remember the first one I made, it's, you had a wire for the aerial and a wire for the earth. And I remember going out in the garden and putting the...
For the earth.
For the earth, yeah. But it didn't work. And I'm there going, over an hour I've spent building this piece of crap. And it doesn't work. And the boys were a bit disappointed, but I put it in the bin. Second thing...
See, there's a reason why people don't build their own radios.
Yes. Second thing, we made cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, you're excited about that.
We made chocolate cupcakes, okay, and we're caning that chocolate cake mixture. Nom, 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 it's delicious. And I said, we've got to save some, put it in the cakes. Then while it's in the oven, we're making chocolate buttercream.
In anticipation.
Nom, 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 just caning it. I made shed loads. We had 5 times the amount of buttercream that we needed, right? And then I took the cakes out after 20 minutes. They hadn't risen. And they were burnt. They were burnt. The oven was too hot, I think. I think that's what that is, because that oven gets hot. I should have used, there's a cake oven in one. I've got an Arga. I've got no idea how to use it. I should have gone for that. There's a cake one. One of those underneath is a cake one. I don't know what the difference is.
Don't look at me.
But it because that oven gets hot. I followed the instructions perfectly, yeah. But it gets a lot hotter. And so the cakes were ruined and the crystal radio was ruined.
Ah.
So that was lousy. It was lousy dredge.
Well, what is the difference between a normal radio and a crystal radio?
Crystal radio, you don't need batteries.
don't you?
No, you don't need any power for it. No, crystal radio, it's called a crystal because you have a diode that is used. I know because I read the boring history bit at the start thinking this will be a fun project. You have a diode that captures that, and the coil just, it's powered purely by the radio signals themselves. You don't need, you know, so it's before like people have plugs and stuff. So then I'm on eBay looking at buying a crystal radio. This is how nuts I am, buying a crystal radio. I didn't, but I did put a bid in for a CB.
What?
Huh?
A CB.
Yes, I did, mate.
Really up with the times.
Yes, mate.
Breaker 19, etc.
Yeah. So it was.
That's a great idea. Get some CBs going.
Well, every 5 to 8 years since being a professional broadcaster, I will buy a CB, realize nobody's listening, and I will throw it away about 2 years later. And I bought one with 11 o'clock show money, and I lived in a nice house, tap for towers, and I bought a big aerial, and I shoved in it, like big aerial, like a 12-foot aerial. I didn't want to pay to get it put on the roof, so I just shoved it out the window, and I got some cab drivers and a racist trucker. Then I got rid of that when we moved, and then I bought a handheld about 6 years ago and couldn't get anyone on it and chucked it away. And now I've putting in bids for exactly the same handheld, a Midland 42.
It's probably actually the same set.
Yeah, it could be, man. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that did blow. Oh, and it was lousy parenting because I let them play too many video games because I just wasn't up for moving. And I showed them Once Upon a Deadpool, which is the children's. Have you seen it?
The one with Fred Savage.
The children's version of Deadpool. By the way, Fred Savage, the Wonder Years, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know it, Dredge?
Yeah.
What a handsome man he's turned into. Doesn't look anything like Fred Savage, though. Doesn't look anything like him. But he's handsome.
This is a children's version of a Clint Eastwood film.
No, not the Clint Eastwood Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds very sweary superhero. And I found out that it was on Amazon. So I said to the boys, all right, have you found Fred Savage?
Yeah, I used to really fancy him.
It doesn't look like him, though, does it?
I think he still looks like Fred Savage.
But let me see a picture of him, because I think you're looking at the wrong guy. Yeah, that's him. He looks more like my ex-brother-in-law.
Does he?
So Deadpool is a very, very sweary F-bomb, S-bomb, breaks the fourth wall a lot, sexual movie, right? But they've made this version, Dredge, for kids, right?
Oh, great.
So I put it on, right? And it's intercut with Fred Savage as his character from Princess Bride. Right?
Okay.
And those bits are very funny.
Mm-hmm. Did he say, is this a kissing book?
No, right. There's a bit where they're kissing and it cuts back to Deadpool reading, and Deadpool's going, go on, say it. Say what? Say it. What, is this a kissing thing? Because no, because I was 12 then. And actually, I think kissing is quite a nice, intimate thing, so I'm not going to say it. It's funny, but it's still really, really sweary. All the F-bombs are gone, but there's about 50 S-bombs in there, and my boys do this funny thing, Dredge. Every time they hear a swear word, they go, oh, here it goes. So every S-bomb, they just look at each other and go, oh, here it goes. I don't know where it's from, but they do that. It was not a kid's film, and 20 minutes into it, I was thinking, this is not a kid's film, but I'm too far into it now to do it. So we watched it, which is probably pretty, pretty poor. Basically, I've been a terrible dad this weekend. I taught them how to roll a joint.
Did you?
Yeah, I taught them how to roll a spliff. I didn't. But it was lousy parenting, Dredge.
Have you ever seen the family version of The Godfather?
It is still a 15. No, I haven't seen the family version of The Godfather.
It does exist. And wow. Instead of the horse's head being in the bed, I don't know if you know the film.
I know the movies, classic.
Instead of the horse's head being in the bed, it's just a hobby horse's head.
Shut up!
I'm joking. But there is a family film. There is a family version of The Godfather.
There is a version. There is a chronological version of The Godfather where it's all the first two films edited chronologically.
Oh yeah, and does it work?
No, of course not. So all the flashbacks are put in the order of when they would actually be. Historically,
gosh.
When are you going to do the Rabbit Hole Film Club of the Robert De Niro King of Comedy? That's what I want to know.
Robert De Niro's waiting.
That's not a bad shout, is it?
No, it's too long. I wouldn't do it.
Too long.
You can
show the first half.
Yeah, not doing it. I've got. Do you know what? I'm going to email Dan McGrath tomorrow about possibly trying to get the Magic Christian in with Joe McGrath in April. See if there's any dates he can do. That's the plan. So screen the Magic Christian and Joe comes in and talks about it afterwards.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I phoned in.
Oh, yeah.
I made Vic Reeves laugh the other day.
Oh, you made the laughter make a laugh. We love it when that happens. Tell us what you did.
I went down to, there was an art exhibition he was doing in Kent. And I went down there and I don't know, I didn't really expect to see him.
Well, no, you did, because you told me the other day about you went to an art exhibition expecting to see him, and instead you had to you got beaten up in an alleyway or something. I wasn't really paying attention to your email.
Yeah, that is what happened.
Yes.
But after that, I thought, well, I'll just give it one more go. And, he was there in a very, very small room, a very, very small crowded room.
Yeah.
And he was looking a bit perturbed, not surprisingly, because he was, you know, being crowded by all these strange people. And anyway, I said to him, he was wearing a vintage sort of pop badge of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what's the badge? He said, it's the best of bread. I said, well, that is nice to eat. I didn't think that was particularly funny, but he started laughing at this.
What?
Gosh.
And
well, that
he
is
was
nice
having, and then he had this photo shoot.
Yeah.
He was having a photo shoot, and he started laughing during this photo shoot. So people were looking at me like I'd ruined this photo shoot.
Oh, God. He was still laughing at the, well, it is nice to eat line.
Still laughing at the not particularly good line, yeah.
Wowzers.
And he has gone downhill.
Maybe he was laughing at you having the sheer audacity.
Yes, that could have been it.
I'm going to say something now, and please take it in the spirit that I'm going to offer it.
Oh,
I'm offended already.
Don't be. I think you've just got a naturally very funny face, and that's probably what came across.
Thank you. Well, I like to think so.
Did you have your satchel as well?
It was in view.
Beautiful. That's what people like.
Here we go. Here's a fun thing. So I played that song, Va Va Voom, earlier on. I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Good song,
right?
Well, then the next song that's popped up on my YouTube is by Crackers, and it's called Judy, Judy, Judy. Should we have a listen to it? I've got no idea what this is.
It's got to be a Cary Grant thing, hasn't it?
Already, this is my favourite song of all time ever. This is going to be a classic. Here we go. Right. Here we go. That's a bit rubbish, actually. Anything else, Reg?
Loads.
Thanks very much for your call.
He's a man of mystery.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.